Good morning, everybody. Pat Powers with our Community Corner for today here on FM 95.7 KQWC. If you're a fan of a game that's been out for many, 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 many years, you have a chance to see a live show coming up this week at Webster City Community Theater. It's all about Clue, and rehearsal's been underway the last few weeks. Louine Getter, who is director of the show, is with me right now. Louine, very good day to you.
Well, good day to you too, Pat.
Yeah, glad to have you along here today. So, auditions for Clue started a few weeks ago, and how has the show been forming so far?
Well, we have had so much fun. It's actually quite a great comedy. I know you mentioned the game, and I grew up playing Clue with my cousin, and I don't know that I ever had as much fun playing Clue as I've had directing Clue. But it's also been a challenge. Of course, we have the six colorful characters that you remember from the board game, and then some great supporting actors as well, and then the outstanding butler, Mr. Wadsworth. But usually there's seven or eight people on stage at one time, and so where to put them. And then if you remember the board game, there are like eight rooms. And so we tried to simulate those rooms by having doors that could rotate, open, and become either the conservatory or the study or the lounge or the library or the kitchen or the dining room. And so but it's been a challenge to try to figure out how to portray all the rooms in body manner and have all of the characters be involved as well. And in the last scene, they're all on stage, so it's really, it's been a challenge, but we've had a lot of fun because there's just some funny stuff in it.
And rehearsals,
hard to think that murder would be funny, but in this case, you'll die laughing.
Well, there you go. And auditions, I should say, the rehearsal's been going on since about January, I believe, right after Christmas there, Louise?
Let's see, we had auditions February.
Then, okay.
Yeah, it was February 19th and 20th, mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah.
And now we're ready.
So we've been at it three or four nights a week, mm-hmm. and we have people coming from all over.
Really?
We have some Webster City people. We've got Stratford, Alden, Duncombe. I'm probably forgetting somebody. But, yeah, we've had people doing a lot of traveling. Jewel, Ellsworth, yeah. So it's great that they want to be involved in the show. And I think there's 14 cast members. So
wow.
It's a big group of people.
I bet it is. So there's 14 members in all in the cast that will be part of the cast of Clue, which opens up. Now, originally it was scheduled for this past weekend, but there's going to be a total of five shows in 5 days.
We had three weekends of three shows each planned, but then things sort of went awry. We have three of the main key people involved in the show who all ended up having to be out of state this weekend. And so we canceled these shows, and we added two into next week. So we'll have shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock, and Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock.
So four evening shows.
So people will be able to fit it into their schedule.
So four evening shows, Wednesday through Saturday, and then Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. next Sunday at Webster
right.
City Community Theater. Let's talk about ticket information on that, Louine.
Okay, all the tickets are $15, and they are available at the box office. My husband is the box office manager, mm-hmm. and he's there from 5 to 7 on weeknights. And Saturday mornings from 10 to noon. And then we always open the box office 1 hour before curtain. So we hope everybody who wants a ticket can do that. They can stop at the box office, of course, or they can call or go online and leave a message of who they are, what their phone number is, what day they want to come to the show, and how many tickets they need. And then we can fill the order and get back to them and verify that we've got their order ready for them.
Very good. So again, stop by the box office any weekday evening this week or this coming Saturday if you want to see the weekend shows from 10 until 12 noon for Clue. And basically, what is it about? A two-hour show there, Louine? Or?
It's an hour and 45 minutes is okay. What we clocked it last night. So,
okay. But...
Yep. It's a one act. There is no intermission because it's so suspenseful. You just don't want to get out of your seat and miss something.
Of course not. So it's going to be a nonstop 1 hour and 45-minute performance of Clue, which opens up this Wednesday night for five performances at the Webster City Community Theater. And let's even get the theater all filled up there, Louine.
All righty. So now we've got six dinner guests at Body Manor, and they each get a really strange gift, which is some kind of a weapon.
Uh-huh.
And then we end up with six victims. So come and see Who Done It.
Very good. Louine Getter, my guest on the Community Corner. Louine, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Pat.